All right, is it working? You're gonna have to read all the stuff because my eyes are very bad.
Okay, I will. Do you want me to go onto my phone and go onto the YouTube? Or I could see it from there.
You can do it if you want, like that. I just that you just have to put the volume down. All right, guys. Well, welcome to the Mac Effect. We're trying something new. We're trying something different. Like I promised you guys earlier today, 8:30, 8:31. Les quedé mal un minuto, pero pues más vale tarde que nunca. So hopefully you guys can forgive me for that. But yeah, this week I told you guys I wanted to do something different. I wanted to do something you know, out of the ordinary for our week number 7 for Q&As. And well, here we are. It's something different. We're doing live. I hope you guys can log in. I hope you guys can submit here your questions. But if you guys don't get the chance to, then, you know, I'm very sorry. But you guys will see on the live de lo que se perdieron. I do have someone here that can help me out with some of the questions. You have your... your mic here.
Hi.
I'm
good.
Okay. I just want to make sure if you guys can hear us, put some thumbs up. Let us know that you guys are listening. But yeah, so for week 7, because we're doing a live, I wanted to give a chance for you guys to send in some questions. But what I'm actually going to do first to start is I'm actually going to ask my wife a question, a topic that you guys have asked, and we'll pretty much take it from there and then see where it leads to. Okay, guys? So, hi, special hi. Guest.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm good.
Your hair looks beautiful.
Thank you. I'm ready to go meet me.
It's purple?
Yes, sir.
Purplicious? Como dijo Luna,
it's lavender vibes. It's giving lavender vibes.
Giving lavender vibes. I appreciate that. Okay. So coming real quick, wanted to get your thoughts on a specific topic that a fan, a guest, a whatever they're called. I'm new to this, so I'm still learning. You know, do I call them fans? Do I call them subscribers? Viewers. Okay, that's a much better term. Thank you for teaching me that. Viewers submitted a topic of suggestion, old generation versus new generation of thinking. And more than anything, like in the topic of like anything that really you can think of that maybe you think, you know, how the old compares to the new. But I personally will love to hit, like, for example, the old generation thinks a little bit more like no se deben de hablar de los secretos o no se deben de hablar de ciertas cosas because eso es estás hablando mal de la familia. But I have learned when you do that, you're following a toxic trait or toxic loyalty. So I have other ones, but yeah, that's the first one. What are your thoughts on that?
In regards to that type of mindset, because I feel like the older generation has traditions that I do value that I feel like the newer generation kind of let go of. But in regards to like calling things out, whether it's abuse or disrespect, siento como que a veces everything's supposed to just look good.
Yeah.
And if you never confront situations, I feel like things never change. Things are just the same. We're just taught to have respect for our elders because they're our elders, but sometimes they don't act like they deserve respect, or they can't apologize when they've hurt you, or they can't acknowledge that they might be wrong. I feel like a lot of the times the newer generation gets called out as rude or disrespectful or tienen falta de respeto because we're kind of standing up for ourselves. But
yeah, because the old generation believes like no se le falta el respeto. Like the older generation, I remember being a kid. Aunts, uncles would like mess with me, like pick on me. Y pues luego, then I would get mad. But then the one that would get in trouble would be me.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't started by me.
Yeah, it's like there was no boundaries.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like you respect the older generation just because you have to, even if they do things that are messed up, rude, they contradict themselves constantly, like all these things. You just you have to respect your elders just because they're older than you. And
I agree.
And I believe. Go ahead.
Sorry,
go ahead.
I wanted to add something in that because a lot of the times it's like, we don't. Estamos faltando respeto, but I kind of feel like I'm going to teach my kids because siempre nos enseñaron, oh, when you see that family member, you got to hug them. Tienes que saludar, tienes que abrazar, tienes que dar un beso. But you also have to give your kids that respect of like, do you even want to hug this person? Do you want to, you know, you can shake their hand. And it's seen as we're teaching our kids to be disrespectful, but we're teaching them their own personal boundaries, which I feel like a lot of the older generation didn't teach us to have personal boundaries.
Yeah, no, for sure. Did not have boundaries. That's a good nugget there, you know, from that perspective. I was also going to add a little bit in the sense of like, you know, and even when you do want to start standing up for yourself, yeah, they quickly want to point, you know, ay, que falta de respeto. And it's like, so at what point, you know, does respect need to be earned? You know, you don't just give you, I think, It's hard because all these topics, like there's no one specific way. Like there's never like se tiene que dar el respeto just because se tiene que dar. But also like in the beginning of any relationship, like there is mutual respect from both sides, or at least there should be, right? And then when it starts getting taken advantage of or broken, you know, you do have to stand up and say something. So I brought that one up because I know like in my family, you know, if we start talking about certain things that are, I don't want to say a secret, but that are like, that bring shame to the family or to the last name, you know, we don't want to talk about it. But I've come to the realization where it's like, when you do speak about it, you set yourself free and you also give the opportunity for God to heal. When you keep it and you hide it and you're just like, I don't want to talk about it, there's no confronting it. There's no putting it out there. And I've actually spoken about this in one of my previous episodes, guys, where once we bring it out to light and it can be a little bit embarrassing, the benefit of that is that now we can identify it and we can definitely start attacking it or start not letting it put us to shame. And then when we realize like, hey, it's okay to say that makes you uncomfortable or that uncle, you know, that you love because your heart naturally is going to love that family member, that uncle, that aunt, that, you know, your mom, your dad, they're naturally going to love these people. But it's okay to set a boundary and say, you know what, I've realized they're a little bit too toxic and the toxicity is like they try to manipulate you to be loyal, like you stick with family. And it's okay to say, you know what, I want to break free from that because I need to get healthy, not only for myself, but for the people around me and build those healthy 100%. Boundaries. That's crazy.
Like Eloisa Hernandez says, I think if it's going to help you heal your souls and your heart, then go ahead and say something. I completely agree. I feel, and to add on to what Eloisa said, I feel like as younger, because we were raised by a different generation, we were not able to vocalize our feelings or our thoughts. I know in my personal situation, I was a little afraid of my mom, but now as adults, we kind of feel like, is it wrong for me to speak up? Is it wrong for me to say something? And I think it's because as children, we weren't able to vocalize. Like there's no way that maybe you were, I don't know, as vocal as Jordan is. Jordan is probably our most vocal child.
Yeah.
And I love that because I was never able to say, I don't like that. Or I don't like, don't do that. You need to respect me.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's something that we should be teaching.
Yeah, that's good.
Our kids.
That's good. And
thank you, Mia.
And welcome, guys, everyone. As we continue staying in this live, I just want to say thank you guys for joining us. I mentioned it in the beginning. I'm trying to do something different for this week, number 7. Normally, you guys would already have the episode out where you can click it, watch it, enjoy it. But for this week, I tried something new where I'm trying to go live. And I'm a geek when it comes to this techie stuff because I'm already trying to figure out how I can connect it to my original camera where I record my podcast. so that you guys can see it like with the camera angle that never changes, because you guys are much more closer today than other times. But so yeah, thank you guys for joining in this special week. I'm changing it up the same way I changed it up in week two, where rather than it being a Q&A, I was expressing a lot of gratitude to people around me, family members, parents, and stuff like that. So I'm going to switch it up occasionally on these Q&A so that, you know, we can all grow, enjoy, and keep growing. All right. Well,
for them, they have questions.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. So, guys, one of the things that the reason why I also did a live today is because I want to bring up or give you guys the opportunity to ask questions, like put them on there, add them, share them with us, ideas, topics, so that we can kind of hit real quick and give you guys pointers. We're not professional counselors. We don't have all the answers in the world or anything like that. But I think we have grown plenty from either each other, from counseling, from mentorship, and especially by the grace of God, where we can just really genuinely say, hey, if we can try to help. A lot of questions come in for me in regards to marriages. And there's been about 4 or 5 couples that have reached out. And I quickly tell them, I would love to speak to your husband, because it's difficult. Like, how can I say this? Like, a lot of the questions that come in, it's like, you know, they start telling me all the things that the husband's not doing. And then the last sentence is, so what do I do? And it's difficult because I don't know the guy's perspective. Like, you're telling me what you're going through and what you're feeling, but I don't know how he feels. I don't know if it's catching him off guard. So that's why it's tough, because there's, in a marriage, there's two sides, and we have to figure out, but there's a reason why God brought you guys together, and there's a reason why we should be able to discuss and grow and see what we can help you guys with. So the floor is open. Keep sending your guys's comments.
There's one question. How you and I met? How did we? They said how you and Jackie met. So the question is directed to you.
Oh, it's because this is my life, babe. Yes. Normally, when they're your lives, they tell you things. Y te mandan como florecitas allí and all this stuff. Yes. But on my lives, they're talking to me. Yeah, crazy.
I'm just here as a guest. I'm just here.
How did Jackie and I meet? Well, several years ago, I've been going to church since I was about
13 years.
Well, since I was a kid, really. My mom would take me to church. But when I turned 18, I stopped going because I said, I'm 18. I can make my own decisions. I stopped going. I went back to church like a year later at 19. And it was at her Theo's church, Pastor Pete's church,
Iglesia Primer Amor,
because my aunt would go there. She had breast cancer at that time, and she really brought a lot of unity of our family to go to that church. I had no idea there was even like a Rivera pastor or anything like that. Thank you, babe, for putting or doing whatever it is that you're doing, because I don't know, but thank you. And well, we started going there, and that's where eventually, you know, several years down the line, I met Jackie, and trabancada la muchacha porque llegó y that's when I met her. And at that time, my cuñado, that I didn't know at that time it was going to be my cuñado, but Mikey was going through a situation, and I said, hey, I would love to pray for Mikey. I'm here for him if he needs any help, because he was going through a tough situation. And she's like, yeah, let me get your number. And that's how it started, guys.
You know, you got to shoot your shot.
Yeah, which, by the way, we will be sharing more in details of that story for you guys as well in next season of the Mac Effect. So we're about 2-3 episodes away to conclude season one. And season two, we're going to kick off with me and Jackie, and we're going to share those beautiful details. That's a good question, because sometimes even for me as a husband, it's good to remember those memories and go back and be like, wow, that's how we
life
met.
Life was easier.
You baked me cakes.
I did.
Y yo, I tried being romantic, guys. Y dije, oh, pues como me hizo pasteles. And she gave me the pan that it comes with, right? So I took them home. I ate them. And now I'm over here trying to be romantic. And I baked her 2 cakes back. So I gave her back her ollas, but with
my pans.
With her pans with busted. With baked cakes in them.
They were burnt.
My cakes were burnt.
Yeah, mine weren't.
Yeah.
You know, like when you ask each other, oh, what's your favorite this or what's your favorite that? Well, his favorite cake is chocolate cake with no frosting.
Yeah.
Which made my job really easy.
Yeah. It's because frosting messes up a cake, I think. A nice piece of hot chocolate cake with a nice cold glass of milk.
Don't you miss those days when we could just go on dates and not have to worry about kids or babysitters?
Yeah, those are some... That's crazy how life changes with the kids, but yeah.
Do you guys have any more questions? If not, Mike can ask questions from the ones he wrote out. Yeah, for sure.
You said there was another one, though, or no?
Yes, someone wrote... You look the same, Jackie. Thank you so much, Mia. They're sending hugs. You guys are so sweet.
Oh, I see one right there. What do you guys think about people who do OnlyFans?
That's a good one. I think que los tiempos están canijos ahorita. And if people need to resort to doing that, I'm going to love and respect those people.
You guys me come personally, and say hi?
I wouldn't stand do it. Behind us. But that's just me. But I don't have any negative opinion towards people who do.
We have some people that want to say hi, guys.
Other special guests. This is Genevieve.
You'll see them in the background.
It's Jordan Love.
That's Jordan Sin. Y la Jayla, ¿qué está haciendo?
She's upstairs.
Making bracelets.
So if you guys see us like directing our eyes that way, it's because our kids are watching us do this live.
Guys, we're a family. We're pretty much like a Brady Bunch almost. So
you have a question, babe. Eloisa Hernandez says, how does it feel to be a stay-at-home dad? Can you please let men know what isn't easy?
Yes.
Honestly, you learned, huh?
Yeah. before I answer that question, though, I want to go back to the OnlyFans question because I didn't answer.
Oh, sorry.
And I actually didn't hear yours because I was busy focusing on the kids. But I just want to share, like, look, these topics are very sensitive because some people can get offended, right? Like, I can say, well, that's a horrible thing to do.
Yeah.
And someone that's doing it is like, well, why are you looking at me like if I'm a horrible person? Like, I'm trying to make a living. I really noticed this, but like, I've been watching different YouTube stuff and I'm like, they keep saying, like, oh, you know, people, it's an awakening that you're going through. And I'm like, am I really going through an awakening? Like, I just spiritually feel what God is telling me to do, and I don't know. But one thing I can tell you, you know, whether I agree or disagree, I definitely pray, because I think God should convict us whether if it's something that should be done or shouldn't be done.
That's on a person. That's a good one.
Now answering that next question, which was a very good question.
That's a great question.
Being a stay-home dad, well, let me tell you, dude.
Wait, before I answer, can I just
share, say
publicly honor you, because it's not an easy, it's out of the paradigm, it's out of what the normal of what people do for us to switch roles. But I think you've done a really good job. You've done a lot of personal growth. There's a change in the kids. There's a change in the home. So I just want to honor you because you're doing an amazing job. It isn't easy.
Thank you.
It is so hard.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's funny and it's crazy. Thank you, first of all, for those words. As a
husband, we're freezing.
As a husband, I definitely need to hear that. I definitely need to know those words, because when I first started doing this, is it still freezing?
Well, we're good now.
Okay, sorry about that, guys. Tell Jayla to get off the internet. Just kidding.
Too many people.
No, but. It's tough. It's like a topic where I have to go so much in detail, but I'll try to describe it as best as possible. It wasn't easy at first because I didn't think I had machismo in me, but I did.
You had subtle machismo, which makes it a little harder
to
call out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because I used to think like being a stay home mom is papita, es fácil. Like, why would a mom complain? Like, all you have to do is take the kids, pick them up, make a little bit of food here, clean the house. Like, what can be so hard about that? Boy, I was wrong, man. I was wrong. And I think men, we need to start valuing. And it's good, you know, that a man can reflect and say, hey, I was wrong. But also see, like, Jackie also has stepped in in a role that I used to do, which is I would go to work and come back. And when you come back from work, sometimes you're tired and you don't want to do anything. And now she understands, nope, you check in because this family, these kids need you too.
Yeah.
So for me, though, I think the biggest point is it can get frustrating because you start since the morning and you finish until they go to bed. Like right now, Jordan already, he's hungry. He wants something before he goes to bed. So you constantly have to be thinking of these things. But it's also the blessing because then you start seeing the confidence that they build in themselves. Mm-hmm. Then you start seeing, then you start seeing like the way they're behaving and performing at schools, like academically.
Yeah, you're involved.
So their grades have picked up. They're more focused and organized. Like you go into their room, they know how to clean up and pick up their room. And it's taken time. I've had to teach them. I literally had to go into everyone's room and be like, this is how you fold your clothes. This is how you put your shoes away. This is how you make your bed. And you start teaching them little by little because you can't just go into their room and be like, how come you guys don't know how to clean? Someone has to teach them how to do it. And when you teach them, then it starts becoming more of a normal habit and so forth. But yeah, I could go much more in details, guys. It's even, I've even gotten mad. There's times where I can be at home and just be like, man, what am I doing with my life? Like I'm doing nothing. The Mac effect,
mental battles.
The Mac effect has helped me so much because now I'm not just, I don't feel like I'm just stuck. I feel like I'm helping people, which is my goal. And that really helps, but it also has built me more because now I have to be focused more in reading. I have to be focused more in growing myself because I cannot speak, preach if I don't do it myself. If I don't tell you guys, put in the work, all the episodes that are in the Mac Effect, I don't tell you guys to do it just because I've done that work myself. And sometimes I'm still doing that work. So I don't know if I answered the question.
Yeah, you did.
But I did
a few more questions.
I did see an episode, you and Jenica on her podcast, The Overcomfort, that every time you answered the question, you kept saying, did I answer your question?
I just want to make sure.
I just did it right now.
There's one more. Someone asked, your first impression of me. Someone said, only T said, awesome podcast, Mike. Have you heard Jackie's new music?
Thank you. Thank you. Jackie's new music. Oh, I'm behind the scenes, guys. Like, you guys don't understand. There's an album coming. There's an album coming. And I'm excited for her.
Thank you,
babe. I'm happy for her. More than the album, it's what it does to Jackie on the inside. And I think that's what blesses me as a husband. I didn't know how to support her. Back in the days, I was, and it's crazy because I just saw this on a podcast today where a guy explained, you know, that they're dating, right? And mm-hmm. and he's pretty popular, and the girl needed to go away for 6 months to shoot a movie. And some Mike in the past and some men would have been like, I can't believe you're going to take 6 months like away from us. Like that's messed up for the kids, for us, like guilts her and makes her feel bad for what she's about to do. But then you have the husbands that are like, you better go and you better go grow and learn and kill this movie. And I used to be option one. I believe God has really helped me to be more option two now. And I'm excited for this album, guys. Like I'm going to buy my copy and have, I'm going to look for that. I'm going to find that artist and have her sign it for me. So hopefully, but first impression of Jackie. Well, she was definitely a lot different than me. That was definitely one of my first impressions of her. But when I started talking to her, her outward appearance looked different. Like, for example, she was more rocker, and still is, but
yeah.
Like it was just something different. But what was really tangible for me was when I started hearing words out of her mouth and started seeing her heart. I always tell her, it's been the heart. It's always been the heart for me that really, like, she teaches me how to be humble. She teaches me how not to be arrogant. I've learned from her how to give. I've learned from her how to bless others. And I would do it a little bit, but she helped me, like, amplify it, which is amazing, so.
That was really cute, babe. ¿Qué quieres? Oh,
los niños ahí están. Nah, just kidding. But all right, guys, we're at the 25 minute mark. I want to try to wrap it up by 30, so we got 5 more minutes.
Is there any more questions? Do you want
to do one? You want me questions? To ask another one? Well, first of all, I do want to thank everyone that is.
We appreciate you
logging in. Thank everyone that's sending in their comments.
You guys are awesome.
Miro muchos corazoncitos. Yeah, Rita, miro muchos yes.
Rosalba, which is Rodrigo.
What is this? Algo de Rigo allí.
That's Rodrigo.
Alguien puso allí arriba yeah. Zacatecas.
Alguien puso kidding. Eso. Oh, okay, they can bad. See the comments.
I was trying to get that one through.
Eloisa Hernandez, Mia Lombardi. That's a really cool last name.
Yeah.
Claudia so, Gabriela. No es pregunta, pero qué bonito se ven. Is that Clau? Hi, Claudia Gabriela. I think it's you. I'm not sure. Patricia Gonzalez said, I'm late. You're not late. You're right on time, babe. No worries.
Yeah, don't worry about it, guys.
If you like this live, make sure to give us a like, guys.
Like, subscribe, share it.
Please share it, guys. And we're going to ask another question from the topics that Mike has here. Una pregunta más, porque tenemos 4 minutos in counting now.
Yeah, that you guys have sent in the past, and I definitely want to answer. excuse me. Lack of communication and the problems it brings.
That's good.
What are your thoughts?
Well, as a person who has struggled with communication, again, because I felt like I wasn't able to vocalize as a kid, I carried that into our relationship. And I was either afraid to vocalize or I didn't have the words to communicate. And I just kept everything inside. So I feel like it brings a lot of problems. It brings misunderstandings. I feel like it brings judgment because I used to judge you for not understanding or knowing my heart or being nice or whatever. And I mean, in our personal story, lack of communication got us to separation. So I think communication is one of the most important things. And it's probably the hardest or one of the hardest to master.
Yeah. Before I answer the question, I want to ask you guys something. I need your guys' feedback. Number one, how is the video quality? Does the video quality look good? Number two, does the sound quality look good? Because
sound good, look good.
Thank you. I need to know because since I'm my one man show, I have to make sure it's on point and you guys can hear us loud and clear. That's so good.
And yes.
But yes, the yeah, going now to the good. Now going to the lack of communication. I know as men, we definitely struggle in communicating. We think because we say words that is communicating, but that is not communicating unless there is a back and forth, like understanding of what that person's saying. Because Genevieve, you hit the light, mama, and can you get off of that and turn it off, please? So we need to understand. And it's hard because I used to be in the place where I thought like I'm listening, I'm hearing this, and I think I have a good point. But you really have to put yourself in the other person's shoes and kind of like close your eyes and put yourself in their place and say, like, if they're communicating this, how would that really make me feel if I was in their shoes?
That's good.
And I think when you put yourself in their shoes is when you start understanding like, oh, what I did was kind of hurtful or was offensive, or I did say something that was out of line. Because guilty, guys, I'm guilty of sarcasm. A lot of the times, guys,
it drives me crazy.
We can be very sarcastic, like, we can definitely be in the middle of an argument and just out of nowhere, the sarcasm comes to make her feel dumb or stupid or something. And we're not really talking, right? Once again, words are just coming out, but there's no communication. It's just words. So we have to be careful when it comes to that. So
how
I've learned to communicate better is really putting myself in her shoes and saying, hey, what did I do? Let me listen to what she just said. And then vice versa, you know, letting her know, hey, I feel this way. And I think she's doing a pretty good job at understanding me as well.
I really appreciate you. Now that I think about it, you used to be extremely sarcastic. And it's one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, it really pisses me off. But you haven't done it in a long time. So good job, babe. And I think it's really interesting that I spoke from a perspective of someone who doesn't know how to communicate their emotions. You're a great communicator. You talk, you have a lot of words.
Yeah.
But I didn't think of it that way. Like, just because you're talking doesn't mean that it's really coming through. So for me, there might be people here who never felt like their voice was important or didn't know how to communicate or weren't brave enough to say how they felt. So they just kept it inside. And you didn't have that problem. You communicate. It was just not received correctly because of the way it was communicated.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think we represent two different types of people, yeah, which is really important.
Which also represents two different type of upbringings,
mm-hmm,
which also represents two type of different, the way we were raised in different societies. Like, you know, it's crazy to really, when you really start like kind of waking up in the sense of like realizing where your default beliefs and default way of acting comes from, that's when you have to take like 100 steps back to break everything down and start building it back up. And it takes hard work because you're going against what you thought was right. But it's crazy because that's how you start building something different and something new. And it's almost like you have to also look at that couple that you're like, I'm shooting to strive to be like them. Because a lot of the times it goes back to the first question, toxic loyalty. It's like, are we really going to do what mom and dad did and what mom and dad taught us? Like, are they the example where we want to be when we get older? And if they're not that it's anything wrong, not that they did anything wrong. They also grew up with a different background, different society. But it's like, if they're not what we're aiming for, who is, why, how did they get there? And then make that process to there. So, yeah, that's kind of crazy.
There's a comment here.
Andro, thank you, bro, for joining. Guys, I want you guys to, if you guys can, click that little picture of him. The guy started a new podcast called One on One. And he's kind of been my mentor. He's actually the reason why the Mac Effect is out, guys. Okay? He came all the way to my house. He drove like an hour and a half. He
brought me flowers.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking about that. Why did he bring you flowers? I'm just kidding. But he's the one that drove out here for like an hour and a half, 2 hours to help me set up everything, teach me how to turn stuff on and off and all these things. So shout out to Andrew. And he was one of the people that I thanked in week two of the Thankful Heart. So
you have a comment here from Juan Sandoval. He's commented a few times, so I think it's important for you to hear it.
Okay.
It says, Thank you, Mike, for this forum to get to vent to you, even though through messages you always reply.
Yeah. Really good. Well, I definitely try my best to reply to everyone. Mm-hmm. Every comment that comes in, I am replying. It could take a little bit of time, but I'm replying. Emails, I'm doing the same thing. I've actually gotten like 3-4 emails that are just like appreciation emails. Oh, and good. I thank you guys for that as well.
That's awesome.
But there's been a lot of growth, I hope, in you guys. But I hope you guys can also see it in me, that there's been a lot of growth in me.
Definitely. I see it.
My wife knows that I have tried building this Mac Effect, this podcast for years, guys. So it's just crazy for me. I was actually talking to Andro 2 days ago or yesterday, and I was telling him like I told him, when you came here the first day to help me set everything up and you saw how awkward it was for me and how I was like hesitant to talk to the microphone and just embarrassed and I would stutter a lot. Who would have ever thought season one is almost over?
Yeah, it's quick.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like for me, that's amazing. But anyway, guys, thank you guys for joining us for week number 7 of Mac Effect Q&As. I will try my best to see if we can do this next week for week number 8. If not, we'll post another video up there. But at the end of the day, Mac Effect is going to keep coming. Mac Effect is going to be strong. Mac Effect is going to keep growing.
Yes.
But now I got to go Mac Effect.
No Mac Effect. Sorry, babe.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Guys.
Good night. Have a good one. I'm asking you guys, please, please share it to your friends. Subscribe.
Turn on notifications.
If there's other men or people around you, send it to them. Don't even like write a message. Just text it to them real quick. And they'll be like, what is this? Once they click it, let God do its work. You guys don't worry about anything else. Just share it. And hopefully we could keep growing. Send your ideas, send your comments, your topics. I would love to hit them next time. But for now, guys, the Mac Effect out.
Good night.